From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The fire burning in Whiskeytown has been on the move, growing from 7,000 acres to 20,000 acres after a rapid spurt overnight. Investigators say a mechanical failure of a vehicle caused it, but there's no clear indication as what kind of vehicle it was. Fire crews had the fire about 10% contained today, and mandatory evacuation notices were sent out for Rock Creek Road, Iron Mountain Road, all the roads that came off of those two. There were also evacuations ordered for Old Shasta and Keswick. It also caused traffic detours on Highway 3. In total, more than 1,300 fire personnel working on the blaze using helicopters and bulldozers as well to try to stop the spread. With numerous fires burning in the region, the current weather forecast indicates continued high temperatures and a shift back to northerly winds into Friday. This will bring a return to smokier conditions in Northern California. Expect smoke from the fires to pool along the river drainages, impacting the very northern interior portions of Del Norte, Humboldt, and Trinity counties. Depending on location, air quality along the coast is expected to remain good to moderate, with periods of unhealthy for sensitive groups. Impacted interior areas can expect air quality conditions to be moderate to unhealthy for sensitive groups, with the potential for increased smoke along the river drainages. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office wants your help locating a missing man last seen in the Elk River area. Late Wednesday morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the area of Elk River Road and Berta Road to conduct a welfare check on a possibly disoriented man walking on Elk River Road. The subject identified as 62-year-old Ronald Swinnick of Eureka, but officers couldn't find him. Thursday morning, they got another call from a logging driver in the area of Elk River Ridge Road who spotted a seemingly disoriented man walking up the logging road there. The description provided of the man matched the description of Swinnick. Authorities have been conducting a search and rescue operation in the Elk River and Headwaters area in an attempt to locate Swinnick. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit has been cracking down on illegal pot-growing operations left and right recently. They honed in on four parcels in the Rancho Sequoia area of southern Humboldt this week. Deputies eradicated about 22,000 growing cannabis plants. Well, Arcata is making the most of National Night Out as officials hold a community-building campaign promoting police-community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie. It takes place Tuesday, August 7th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Arcata Community Center. Details can be found on the CHP Humboldt Facebook page. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.